the doctrine according to which you're making your case is called the must carry doctrine. Could you just elaborate a little bit on what that is and how you came to see that it needs to be carried over to the internet?
Okay, two parts to that. The must carry is you might say is an easy way for somebody not heavily involved in the issue to understand it. Yes, the least access rules require tell the cable operator they must carry this as a least access channel. But to clarify a little bit, that was an easy explanation that I've seen used in a few of the print publications, specifically or expressly to a cable operator and to the FCC. The rules relate to leased access or channels for commercial use, Section 612.
So it's really a must lease doctrine.
Correct. Yeah, we found that that got picked up, but to clarify it, it really is the must lease.
We're almost out of time. Maybe you could give us one more time the short and the long versions of the URL that people can go to get some more information about all this.
Go to www.ivn.net and click on the broadband choice button.
What's your personal feeling about all this? Are you enjoying being on the cutting legal technical edge of all this?
Didn't expect to be here. This is from... I have said this before. Okay, I'll be honest here. To a cable operator, I said, you know, some parents are good with their host. You know, we had expected this would be a friendly approach for the cable operator. We base that on the fact that in our observations, cable has slowed down on implementing cable internet for about a year now. And we felt this was a solution, especially for rural markets where virtually nothing has been done to move the broadband internet concept forward and benefit the cable operator who wasn't doing anything or making revenue from it in these smaller markets, move it into the cable environs. DSL is stuck. Cable could implement this immediately. 100% of cable plant in the country, every customer that wanted it in the country would have broadband internet available to them. So I didn't really expect that we would get into the don't darken our door syndrome. But I could see it start to come, especially as the Section 706, which is a report from the FCC to Congress, not really addressing the issue of ownership of broadband internet distribution. And the merger or lack of comment on the AT&T-TCI merger, it very much looked like we were headed towards a duopoly. And I'm not an inside the beltway guy. I hadn't been to D.C. for 15 years, and I've been there four times in the past 3 months. When I got there and started understanding this, I understood how much more critical this issue was than simply an internet venture's business strategy. And I just to put it into a nutshell, I have a deep concern on what I see that we may be headed towards a duopoly for delivery of internet services, and that duopoly is either your telephone wire into the home or the cable wire into the home.
And there's another alternative, what you're talking about.
The alternative is allow the internet to continue to grow free and unfettered. The rules are existing. Let those 5,000 entrepreneurial ISPs across the country take the consumer to the next level of speed, evolve them from V90 to cable internet.
And in fact, in terms of the product that would be viewed and consumed by the viewers, the possibilities here are enormous to, as I was talking earlier about an Ethernet set-top box using this system, to multiply into the thousands the channels that are available. And as the internet begins consuming and subsuming all other media and activities, the blocking of it by this duopoly is probably a lot less desirable than opening up the system now that the technology is enabling it for thousands of outlets, low cost, high cost, everybody in between, to produce the programming and to choose the programming. So you get millions of combinations rather than a lot fewer.
Yeah, cable has chosen to tell you which program services you can have, And the, yes, the delivering of thousands of channels on a microcasting basis is very compelling. I was talking to a guy the other day, and it was a great example. He is a bottle cap collector. Now, that's a very esoteric type, but they have a bottle cap collector national show. And he was saying, geez, I would love to see that webcast. I mean, those very microcast interests. Beyond that, there are hundreds of TV stations around the world. We have a very diverse population in this country. If you look at what you can achieve over cable today, I was talking to a person the other day, there are at least two television channels delivered in Chinese. However, there are some 40 that could be easily delivered by grabbing them off a satellite and coding them and delivering over those 500 channels over cable. Now, if you have an interest in an ethnic group or news from your country, those channels are available, and they can be delivered over this mechanism.
And in fact, the narrowcasting dream of 20 or 30 years ago is in fact realized here, so that the bottle cap channel can be set up. And in fact, with cheaper and cheaper video production equipment, I mean, I'm doing this interview with about $500 worth of equipment, and it's the equivalent of a television studio's audio capability, essentially. The same capability is possible with video. This then means that each person almost can be their own television station.
There's no question about it. And since we started this, especially over the past few weeks, I've been getting emails from video programmers. For example, there's 64 cable program services that can't gain carriage on cable. I got one the other day. I'm mention a name. It's a salontv.com. This is a video stream website for people in the hairdressing industry, hairstyling industry. There are so many applications for this that are already there, but there's no means of distribution, and the internet provides that, and it takes broadband internet over cable to deliver it as a stream of video.
Well, and it's going to take the FCC to tell the cable companies to make it happen, and I wanted to thank you for your work in doing it, and urge people to visit your website and get more information and get involved, and then lean back and watch 5,000 channels of television again.
And you're absolutely right. That it is the FCC that will need to tell cable. The one unique piece about this is an outside-the-beltway issue. It will take public interest and involvement to nudge the FCC to say, pay attention to this, we like this.
Well, fortunately, we have the internet at our disposal, and we can communicate with the FCC by the internet and tell them in text and audio and video that we think it's a good idea.
Correct.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.